Tēnā koe, Bryce, and you know, well, what a choice mahi to do. I know that I've done lots of research on that. I had Percy Tipene, who had a really good whakaaro about the tuna. And a certain time of the year, they leave their homelands, their ukaipō, the ripo, the swamps in which they come from, the parents, and they head out to sea and head to Tonga. And a certain time of the year, and it's around the end of October, they actually, the alba get come back with the flow of the tides, and when they reach a certain temperature, the alba actually develop into baby tuna, and the tuna head back in the exact drain, the exact place where their parents left. Very similar to the concept of ukaipo for us as tangata whenua. Inanga whitebait are very similar. So they head back up into the streams, into the swamps, and that's the importance. That's the importance of maintaining those swamps. They're the homelands, they're the kāinga of tuna and a whole lot of other native species, Bryce. So good that you're able to connect and honour to that kaupapa, because it's about understanding, it's about having some mohiutanga as well as about what happens to our native species like the tuna, Bryce.
Oh, tēnā koe, sir. Yes, that's exactly right. Just about an hour ago, one of the engineers who really gets the, they go around making sure things are done in compliance, I'll say it like that, and he took the opportunity to observe us collecting these tuna. And so we took the opportunity and told him that story, and you're exactly right. And the amazement that they showed, and I'm going to suggest talking to them, you know, it looks to you like an eel, but I'll tell you a little story about this little eel that I'm showing them. And that story that you've just said is passed on to them, and the appreciation of what we're doing and the appreciation of them allowing us to do it and taking all the time we need to do it. We know they're always in a rush. And that story of the tuna and its migration, and also adding to, if I can, Cyril, the Mahurangi Technical Institute are in alliance with a couple of tribal iwis throughout Aotearoa, I think Ngaitahu and Tainui, the well-financed one, and they're doing a lot of research into that migration and trying to get some of the detail. And one of the things that North Korea's, Korean scientists, in my opinion, they're the top scientists in the world regarding the tuna research, and I believe we have some influence in acquiring some of that mahu, and the scientists at Mahurangi Technical Institute, because of the land-based aquaculture philosophy of attempting to gather the elvers, because the elvers won't breed in captivity, the tuna won't breed in captivity, they've got to go out to that place that you spoke about and breed, and they really, really enjoy that story. The little baby elvers, from what's being said, make their way to the bottom of the continental shelf, and they've got to feast on a particular ingredient that's down there that allows them to survive. That came from Korea with association with Mahurangi Technical Institute. They captured some elvers around in that Pacific area. Pinpointing the places it seems to be a little bit difficult, but you definitely have the general area where that happens. They took them into an aquaculture facility, assuming that they could be fed and they would grow. And from memory, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, in talking with them, they were able to keep them alive for 15 days, and then they died. So that ingredient down in the bottom of the continental shelf is very, very critical. They tried to replicate it, Cyril, but they're not having much success at doing that. So it seems that the natural environment is going to win that case, and the commercial contribution that the tribes have done, which has given us a lot of research, but unfortunately not in the near future, they'll be getting involved in aquaculture-based tuna marketing and selling of their product.